You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. On Monday, October 16th, Kitchener City Council passed a motion to begin the process to allow fourplexes on single residential lots in the city. Kitchener Mayor Barry Verbanovich introduced the motion.
Therefore, be it resolved that staff be directed to propose a zoning bylaw amendment that would permit as-of-right permissions for up to four residential units on a property wherever zoning permits single-detached, semi-detached, or street townhouse dwelling units on sufficient lot sizes and report back to Council in Q1 2024.
Kevin White and Martin Asling, two members of the housing advocacy group Yes in My Backyard, delegated in favour of the motion.
Infill housing is also important for sustainability. Fourplexes and sixplexes can more easily be built using more environmentally friendly material for buildings, such as wood. Perhaps more importantly, allowing fourplexes throughout our neighborhoods is an alternative to sprawl and makes public transit and active transportation more viable options. Denser housing is also less expensive to service than sprawling suburbs.
Fourplexes are one small part of the puzzle. They won't by themselves address affordability, but they'll address a piece of it. Single detached homes are the most unaffordable housing type, and fourplexes are more likely to be affordable than single detached homes. With that said, I think there needs to be a lot more done to make housing affordable. There needs to be a substantial investment in social housing or public housing. There needs to be, you mentioned rent controls, and the rental replacement bylaws are really very important as well. One of the points that we made here is that when you have shortages of housing, it exacerbates the problems of displacement as well. So fourplexes could, as a whole, mitigate that problem, but there needs to be a lot more done as well.
The housing missing middle is defined as medium-density housing that sits somewhere between single-family residential properties and high-rise condominiums. The intention behind missing middle housing is that it is cheaper for each resident because costs of living on a property are split between four residents rather than one. Currently, fourplexes need special zoning approvals to be built in Kitchener. This new possible bylaw would legally allow fourplexes under the municipality zoning bylaw, so special permissions to build will not be needed. Councillors were mostly open and optimistic, although wary of and anticipating opposition. Councillor Paul Singh encouraged city staff to prioritize issues of parking.
Issues or concerns that maybe raises as opposed to parking, right? How do you fit the right amount of units in a residential neighborhood where there may not be parking availability? Would staff also look at new technologies that are available where, you know, you start seeing in residences mechanical parking, which are not that expensive, where you can accommodate, you know, vertical parking in a garage? And that perhaps could be as part of the, a reference point to allow the extra units in a smaller lot than what we currently allow.
Councillor Debbie Chapman raised the issue of affordability and wondered how the city will ensure this initiative doesn't fall prey to the allure of Airbnb revenue.
You know, we talk about creating these fourplexes because they will be more affordable form of housing stock, but I just want to ensure that that we are taking the affordable component very seriously. I also want you to consider, I don't know what this would look like, but some provision that would ensure that we don't end up with a lot of Airbnbs, but that we're actually adding to the housing stock or the rental stock in a way that's designed for local residents.
Expecting opposition, Councillor Bill Ioannidis lamented the community's expectations of housing.
I still hear it out there that people want to have a single-family home, and they want their white picket fence. And I think, you know, the mindset out there is that there's this land that's available, and the reality is there is no land available. We don't have the land available to build what we see as the demand. You have the other side of the pendulum that doesn't want to see high-rises. And, you know, it's just this constant competing interests. And at the end of the day, we have to sit here as members of council representing this community. And our goal is to, we wanted to see our community still thrive.
The idea of fourplexes has been brought forward in other Ontario municipalities. And Mississauga decided to not move forward on fourplexes, while Toronto passed a motion back in May to allow them. The motion at Kitchener City Council was similar to a motion that the mayor of Guelph brought to a council meeting on Tuesday afternoon, and the motion was passed there unanimously as well. Waterloo Ward 2 councillor Roy Spodali has also brought forward a motion looking at permitting four units on one lot. That motion is to be discussed at a Waterloo City Council meeting on October 30th. The music on today's show is called Maple Music by God Mode, and it is courtesy of Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.